I will, on behalf of the DA, approach the chairperson of the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Transport, Honourable Zwane, to ask that we urgently request the intervention of the International Civil Aviation Organisation. I find this necessary following the release of an investigation report of the plane crash, in which we sadly lost the complete crew and aircraft responsible for our aviation calibration work in South Africa. Several points are most concerning. Page 56, covering paragraphs 19 to 30 of the conclusions, seem to have been removed, possibly to save SAACA some embarrassment. The DA has consistently warned that you cannot demand compliance from the industry and waive regulations for yourself. Now, with this report, it seems that exactly what we warned against has happened. The irregularities mentioned in this disturbing report include that SAACA's own aircraft certificate of airworthiness was invalid at the time of the crash. That Civil Aviation's own aircraft flight data recorder was not being updated annually. That multiple formal civil aviation operations were conducted for several months in 2021 without the proper authorization of the flight inspection unit being in place, and that there was not sufficient graded evidence that the pilot in command of the aircraft performed the mandatory unusual altitude recovery training on a simulator. Consequently, upon reading these shocking findings of Civil Aviation's flawed diligence about their crew and own aeroplane, how would they look after our own aviation industry and standards in general? Safety is not to be played with, and the DA will demand the missing pages of this report urgently. Also, external intervention is needed to independently check all their approvals and scrutiny. Aviation safety cannot be compromised. Stakeholders and users simply need these assurances, and we will stand for nothing less.